Chung Ngo from the Noodleist blog joins me this morning to talk about a hot food you can enjoy around Sydney. Chung, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, Mitch. Yeah, you can. Well, I figured it's so hot the last few days, so why don't we try and cool down with some soup?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know it as hot pot.
Hot pot.
Steamboat, or the Japanese call it shabu shabu.
Shabu shabu.
Yeah, so, okay. You know, it's still a common thing of you have a big bowl of broth, you dip ingredients as you, so it's a DIY experience. So you mm-hmm. order the ingredients you want, dip it into the hot pot and fish it out when it's ready. So it's, you know, you can have your meat rare, you can have it really well done. You can choose vegetable this time versus meat the next time.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very, you call the shots kind of thing.
You call the shots. But yet at the same time, the interesting thing about hot pot is it's really communal. Usually you go in a group and, you know, a big table, a big hot pot in the middle, and you're kind of all throwing
chucking stuff in.
And sometimes you steal other people's stuff. And by the end of it, it's the broth is so, so intense
mm.
that it makes, you know, you almost kind of scoop into your bowl and have it on your own.
Flavor so country.
There's a couple of really nice places that you can have hot pot in
yep.
Sydney. They've been around for a while. One is Shang Chen Hot Pot in Sussex Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually your more traditional type hot pot. So you can order, there's actually four levels of spiciness. You can be really plain all the way to fiery hot.
Wow.
Or if you've got a group that's a bit diverse, they have a divider in the middle, so you can have half-half.
Oh, really? So half extreme hot, half not so extreme.
Could I tell you, it never works, because by the end of it, it all gets mixed up, and the non-hot stuff gets really hot, but that's one. But the one I really like is Red Chili Sichuan in Glee Point Road, Glee.
Mm.
They do great Sichuan food anyway. But that's the traditional hot pot that we know.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? It's evolving.
Evolving?
Hot pot's evolving.
Oh, wow. How?
An evolving hot pot. Oh, that's true. There's a place in Goulburn Street, and they're springing up all over Sydney. It's called iPot.
iPot.
So that's kind of a reaction. It actually came from China, the emerging middle class, who now go, oh, it's not very hygienic. We want to be very Western. We want to be very individualistic. Hence iPod, iPad. Yeah, it's about
me. Or
your
own person, yeah. All about me.
So the table actually is have individual elements. And you have a tiny little pot for yourself
mm-hmm.
that you park in front of your seat. You select the ingredients and you cook it yourself. And then the whole thing is your own little hot pot.
Ah.
So that's iPod.
Okay.
Now, the very latest incarnation of hot pot is if you go to Dixon House Food Court in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place called, and excuse me, you know, I'm going to butcher it. It's called Yang Guo Fu Ma La Tang. That's... five, six-syllable name.
La Tang, okay, yeah.
So you go along like a school canteen. There's three rows of food. So you can get vegetables, you can get meat, you can get mushroom, enoki mushrooms, a little long, slender things. You get Chinese mushroom that are kind of crunchy and slippery. You collect them along the way, give to them, they cook it. You get a number and they call out your number, usually in Chinese. So my tip is just stand there and just wave your number so they remember. Otherwise, you have no idea if your bowl's up.
Right.
And then so you have, you know, your own individual hot pot
wow.
in a food court.
That sounds great. Now, you obviously have had a lot of hot pots. What is your ultimate hot pot? Tell us about what you would put into a hot pot to be the best.
Well, you always have to put in the meat first because mm-hmm. then that actually flavors the broth
mm-hmm.
and then you throw the vegetables later. But one thing I've learned about this food court hot pot, so it's a new thing, is you've got to be careful. You only have one go. You only have one chance to go through.
Yep.
So make sure you get enough vegetables because they shrivel up really quickly.
Of course.
So they might look like they're a lot in your bowl, but by the time you get to it, they shrivel to nothing.
Wither up little things, yeah.
And the thing that you should look at this place is they have enormous big bamboo shoots that it's literally the size of your kind of small hand. Get that because it flavors the broth really well as well. And it does shrink. And then the other hint I give for this place is they've got little slice pieces of meat in the sort of coal compartment underneath the counter. How you're meant to know that it's there, I've got no idea. But you need to tell them you want the meat for them to kind of fish it out of the refrigerator container and put into your bowl.
The secret stash.
It's about balance.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. So a hot pot for yourself or for in a large group. It can be a nice communal sort of meal. Tung No from the blog Noodlies. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.